Sarah Josephine Thompson is a survivor of family violence who's willing to share her story. I asked her what she needed most when she was first trying to escape violence in her home.
I think one of the things I didn't understand after my own experience was the various types of support that were available to me. My level of awareness was pretty low.
Tell us a little bit more about your experience. I mean, did you also have children you were trying to protect?
No, so I was living with a partner who was abusive, a long-term partner who became quite controlling. It was through controlling the home environment, using controlling language, and also starting to be controlling of my financial situation, but it eventually escalated to where he was physically violent.
You say that you didn't have a lot of awareness about what you could do. Where did you go? How did you escape that situation?
I spoke to family and friends who encouraged me to seek a safer living environment. I initially made a few different phone calls to domestic violence support services, and they also encouraged me to speak to the police. However, it took a lot of persistence on my part to get help. So I eventually had to leave the home I was living in and go into a shelter.
How difficult was it for you to find that refuge, to find a safe place? You know, did you know where there was emergency accommodation?
I had no idea. I just remember that I had to make a lot of phone calls. But I shouldn't have had to leave. It should have been the perpetrator that had to change their behaviour and leave the situation rather than myself. We need to improve our education, improve women's understanding of what their rights are.
Both major parties have now promised $18 million for the Keeping Women Safe in Their Homes program, which does provide women with services like security upgrades. Is that something that you would have used, or have you used it?
It's hard to know exactly what the details are. I mean, it doesn't seem that they have consulted widely enough with women's groups about what would best address domestic violence.
What would you like to say to them? What would you say you would need?
I think that education really needs to start much earlier. Women and men should be receiving better education whilst they're at school, in primary and secondary, about what constitutes domestic violence. The parties need to think very, very carefully about having policies in place that work very closely with community groups that encourage women and men to know who they can talk to. And I think also just something from my personal situation is we need to feel more comfortable about talking to police, and communication and integration amongst all of these groups is something that we need to be working towards.
Let me just ask you about a couple of the other specifics. What about the 1800 Respect hotline service? Is that something that you would use?
Yeah, I think that having a phone line service is important, but it's only going to work if people know that it exists. And that comes back to my point about really investing in education and awareness at a very early age. I think that because my educational background is that I knew that I needed to keep looking and be persistent, I was able to continue having those conversations. But for someone who might not necessarily come from an English-speaking background or might come from a less advantaged background to myself, it would be much harder for them to even find this service.
Sarah Josephine Thompson, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
It's been my pleasure.